This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Audacy app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Our young protege, Mike Marr, is going to give us a classic movie review coming up in about 20 minutes. He hadn't seen a lot of Sillies, so he's going to give us his review of something that he watched this week. You don't want to miss that coming up at 8:25. But joining us right now to talk Wizards on the Rude Guest Hotline is Will Dawkins, Wizards GM, powered by Verizon. What's going on, Will?
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
Hey, Will. Hey, Will. Real quick before we talk about the team. You're not a weekly guest, but you're a, is he a bi-monthly guest?
I don't know. It comes on occasion.
Yeah, every other week or so. But we got to get your walk-up song for you, bud.
Yeah, you don't need to pick it right now.
You don't have to pick it now, but you can let our producers know.
It's some homework.
You can pick it now, though.
You could. I mean, if you have one.
I'm really excited. I love music so much, it's going to take me a little while to get through it, but we'll have one next time.
Okay, good.
Can you give us what genres you're into? Are you eclectic? Are you pigeonholed into, like, one or two genres? I need to know this now.
My parents built me on R&B.
Okay.
So it's probably going to be something along those lines.
Okay.
But...
all right. Well,
old school hip hop, R&B are probably my two things.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Next time you're on, we'll hook that up.
Very good.
All right. So, Will, I wanted to ask you, on a night when you guys aren't playing, what is Will Dawkins watching? Were you watching Nuggets, Bucks, Lakers in action last night against the T-Wolves? What is Will Dawkins watching?
Or, I mean, you could be watching like trashy TV that we don't even know about. We don't know all your habits.
No. I would say in March, we probably at our household lean towards college basketball.
Okay.
As we're getting closer to March. It's been one of those weeks where every time we haven't had a game, I've been at a college game just trying to play catch up on some of these guys as we get close to the draft. So I've been at games all week, but last night went to a college game and then got home and watched the end of one of the NBA games.
Ooh. Is there a
what
TV
college
show?
Game? What college game did you go to?
I went to a local game last night, so I'll say that.
Oh, let me see. Who played locally last night?
I like how he's being cryptic about it.
Oh, hold on. I got to figure out who played locally. Did you go to the William & Mary Towson game?
That was not the one I was at. I'll leave it at that.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm just looking at the box scores.
Is Will Dawkins, though, you're a family man. Is Will Dawkins watching, Joe, like a regular show with his wife or kids? I highly recommend Paradise on Hulu.
Paradise?
Yes.
I will take all suggestions. My wife and I, once we get the kids down, we try to do some me time a couple times a week. So any legit suggestions, I will take.
Hmm. So,
we just started a show on the Netflix about dating a rabbi.
Oh, that's a good show. I don't know the name.
We just started that one. I don't remember the name either. We're on like episode
with,
three.
It's with Kristen Bell and... is it Adam Brody?
Oh, okay, I saw that. Yeah, it's good.
It's good. It's like a episodes are pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a I don't know if I'd call it a sitcom, but kind of.
Yeah, it's definitely not a sitcom.
But it's not a drama, really.
Dramedy? Like, a dramedy, maybe?
Oh, there we go. I'll take that.
Yeah, it's a hybrid.
All right, so let's get into the team. You guys now are implementing Middleton and Marcus Smart into the lineup. What has that meant to the team?
Yeah, I think we're fortunate to be able to add players like that who come in and are unselfish and are buying into the team right away. We had some player development meetings with all of our players, but even the young guys were just saying how impactful those two have been, just in terms of teaching and leading and allowing us to get away with some things on the court as well. So the influx of guys who have been around it have achieved awards at a high level, both individually and team. It's been beneficial to the group so far. So I think we're seeing a better product overall, but it's really helping the growth of some of the young players too.
Marcus Smart is an intense guy.
Yes, he is.
Always been like that, yep. Well, why? What's the difference, or the deal with Sarr? I know he had the ankle problem. He came back. He played one game, but I don't think he's played since. Did he re-injure it, or are you just kind of letting him slowly rehab it?
No. He re-injured it in that game he came back. Game back against the Bucks. He rolled it in the third quarter. Kudos to him. Taped it up and played through it. So now we're just making sure that he gets back to 100%. But I would anticipate him to be back fairly shortly in the next few games.
And you're pretty happy with his development. I know you've talked about it the last couple times.
Yeah, I think Alex is in a good spot. If you just watch his trends from the beginning of the year to where he is now, when we first drafted him, we knew his defense would be ahead of his offense, and now they're both humming at a pretty good level. So we're excited for the last 25, 22 games, however many it'll be, just to really see him take off and have an opportunity to build towards the summer.
Will, I was lucky enough to have really good seats. Somebody in the Wizards hooked me with the seats right next to the bench for that Bucks game that you mentioned. And
yes.
I was struck by how engaged the players, not only the guys who are getting meaningful playing time, but the guys at the end of the bench, like, they were up and out of their seats, like, rooting for the team because it was a close game at the end.
Well,
like,
Anthony Gill doesn't sit down in the regular seats the whole game.
Those dudes, they're, like, fully engaged into the game, and they were 3 feet away from me, and they were into the game all the way to the end. I was kind of struck by that.
Well, one, thanks for coming to the game. Let us know when you want to come back.
Of course.
I'm glad it was a good experience for you. But
it was.
It's rare, and I think both Michael Winger and I, we care about the type of players that we bring into the building and the type of people they are, because we want the environment that not be indicative of whatever our record is. So I truly believe if you walk into our locker room, you couldn't tell what our record was if we won the last game or lost the last game.
Yeah.
Because those guys are so focused on the now, and they support each other. So guys like Anthony Gill have been huge for us, but we also have veteran players that didn't get a chance to play early who are playing now, who are just as good at the time, and were able to take advantage of their opportunity. But 1 through 15 and then active and 1 through 18 total roster, they buy in, and that's kudos to the coaches for keeping everybody engaged.
Yeah, at one point in the game, Giannis clearly walked, and of course it wasn't called because he's a superstar. He gets superstar treatment. And Rashawn,
and it's the NBA, and they don't call walking.
And Rashawn Holmes, who was at the end of the bench, he leapt out of his seat, and he was mother effing the rat. Like, he was so pissed. Like, you could tell, like, it meant something on a team that at that point had 10 wins. Like, that's some good engagement.
Yeah, no, the competitive fiber's there. Guys are competing, and we're getting better and getting closer. So seeing the veterans fight for you and fight it with the refs and kind of push for you gives those guys a little bit more wind behind their sails as well. So we encourage them to keep doing it. And when you say you bring in guys like Marcus and Chris who can actually still play on the court but also provide that, that was kind of the reasons we did that at the deadline.
I think we talked to you about AJ, the young kid that you guys brought in. He's, 6'4", 6'5", whatever, 160, super skinny. I'm wondering, as GM, though, and we saw his athleticism the first time he was in a game, he had a nice dunk. Will we see him play more here in the coming weeks?
Yeah, so he's currently out of rotation. I would say with AJ, we view him as really an early draft pick for next year a little bit, kind of like someone who graduates high school and goes to the football school a little early and doing workouts and training is ready for the spring game and then plays his first year. Yeah. So physically, he's already grown an inch and put like 10 pounds on since we last saw him through the draft process, and he's going to continue to do that. We've had him spend a little bit of time with the Go-Go and just really develop with Coach Cody Toppert, who somehow recruited him while he was at LSU, so they have a connection there. So he'll spend a little time playing with the Go-Go, and then towards the end of the season, just rev him up and give him opportunities there to kind of build into his summer. So we'll see him get a crack here later in the month.
What have your takeaways been from Bob Carrington? I mean, I'm looking at his numbers, 9 points, 4 rebounds, almost 4 assists per game as a 19-year-old. I believe he was the youngest player in the last draft that you guys picked in. Like, what are your takeaways from Bub so far in his rookie campaign?
Yeah, impressed with his competitiveness, his toughness, and his everyday approach. His habits have really helped the group. And I think you see that whether we're starting Bub, bringing him off the bench, he's going to compete and he's going to have an impact on the game and how it's played. So stylistically, he does a lot for us. He's gotten better defensively to where we can throw him on bigger players and trust that he's not going to make the mistakes that he was making early on. So he's someone that we're very proud of in terms of the first year that he had. And when you talk about the assists, the rebounds, the scoring, his improved shooting, the scouting report has grown on him and defenses are paying more attention and he's still finding ways to be efficient. So very proud of Bob. Had a really good meeting with him yesterday just on how we want to finish the rest of the season and build into the summer.
I mean, I can't imagine being that mature at 19. All I cared about 19, Will, was, I'm being honest, when I was 19, the only thing I cared about was having a good fake ID. That's all I cared about.
Was it from New York?
At 19, I think at 19, my fake ID was from West Virginia, and it was a bad one too.
Well, that makes sense.
It was very substandard.
I grew up in Massachusetts, so we all had New York IDs.
Okay, very good.
Hey, Will, how shocked were you by the Luka deal? Did that shock you?
I was shocked overall by the level of activity and star players that were moved at the deadline. I thought it was a pretty active deadline overall. Some of those things you see coming, some of those things you're involved in, but can't put all the pieces together. Mm-hmm. But I would say in general, when you look at the West and how tight it is, I'm not surprised that teams are making moves to really make sure that they're bolstering the roster. And it's going to be fun as a basketball fan to kind of watch how everything unfolds out there, because there's some pretty good teams that won't make the playoffs. And right. Then those first round matchups are going to be very interesting. So the league as a whole is in a good spot right now.
Just as a fan, what the Lakers are 14-3 in their last 17, and I believe they're 8-2 since they made the deal. Do you consider the Lakers a legitimate NBA championship contender now that Luka's there?
I think anytime you have the star caliber players that they have, they're going to contend. But there are some teams in the West that are built to contend as well, so it's going to be fun.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, OKC is 47-11. They've been the top seed by far in the Western Conference for a long time. But the Lakers and Golden State, you talked about big moves. They've been playing great basketball. Which move did you like better, Luka to the Lakers or Jimmy Butler to Golden State?
Oh, I think time will tell on that one. I think one team chose kind of the next 3 years and the other team chose the next 2 years plus. However long, if they're able to re-sign their player. So I think both moves made sense for the now, and the other might have made sense both for now and the future.
I know you saw what Steph did last night. I mean, he had 12 threes. He hit a half quarter, beyond half quarter. He hit a 56-footer, and he had 56 points.
Yeah. I mean, some guys are special.
He made some of those, Will.
End of that multiple times.
He makes some of those look so easy. You know, just like when he gets a bigger guy guarding him and a little step back three, he just makes it look so easy.
I think it's a testament to the work that he puts in. And there's very few people who have revolutionized how basketball is played at every level, like Steph, just because of the shooting and things that he's added to the game. So he's a tough player to play against, and he's proven that at every level. And kind of watching my son's AAU games all the way through high school, guys that are watching in college, like the way the game is played has shifted because of the great talent we have in the league right now.
Is your boy dominating in flag football?
Flag football starts next. That starts in this month. So he's finishing up some of his winter basketball leagues right now.
Good.
Got you. All right, man. Always great talking to you. It's Will Dawkins, Wizards GM, powered by Verizon.
Hey, Will, you have a legitimate chance at winning tomorrow because you play the Hornets.
You guys own Charlotte.
It'll be a competitive basketball game. We're looking forward to it, but always good talking to you guys.
Yep. All right.
Good catching up with you, Matt.
Thanks.
And such a nice guy.
I should have followed that up and said the Hornets lose by about 40 every time they play. He didn't really want to talk too much about the other deals, the other teams.
No, yeah. He never likes to chime in too much.
Yeah, he doesn't really like doing that.
And I think he knew that the Luka deal was brewing. My sense is because they had to include a third team.
Yeah.
And so some of these teams, like, I think they ultimately used Utah.
Okay.
But I think that maybe the Wizards and some other teams were contacted because I can't remember. I mean, we kind of all know the headline, Anthony Davis, Luka Doncic, but there were other guys that were part of the deal and the third team that was part of the deal to make it happen. So I think there was a little more awareness from some of the front offices in the league.
Right. So he probably wasn't shocked.
Coming up next, we're going to bring in our boy Mike Marr for his classic movie review.